And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, March 29th, 2021. Today in the news, now that gold sitting comfortably above $1,700 an ounce, is it ready for a liftoff toward $1,900? Well, analysts remain optimistic, but say that the precious metal needs a new catalyst to get it there, reports Kitco. Factors that would normally weigh on gold, such as rising stock markets and a firm dollar, do not appear to be pressuring its price all that much at present, said Commerce Bank analyst Eugene Weinberg. We happen to think we break out into 1900 by year end because we will see inflation and no action from the Fed, said TD Securities head of global strategy Bart Melick. Well, if deficits don't matter, why bother with taxes? Asked Mises Institute. Modern money theory economist Stephanie Kelton likes that taxes, quote, remove dollars from our hands so we can't spend them, end quote, leaving more purchasing power for the government. So taxes make people poor, and that's a selling point to her? Presumably because she thinks governments are really good at lifting people out of poverty. Using taxes for redistribution and punishing or nudging carries enormous collateral damage. It's time to hold big tech accountable, reports Washington Examiner. The current trend to deploy false, distorted, selective, and deliberately misleading information in pursuit of various objectives may be a more troubling contagion than COVID-19. For example, Google, Twitter, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon inflicted a digital death sentence on the social media application Parler by withholding the infrastructure and links on which Parler depended. The current behavior by big tech assumes that it can, quote, properly arbitrate what is acceptable or accurate, but that vests far too much power in unelected and undeserving parties. The green energy that might be ruining the planet, says Politico. If a tree falls in the forest and then it's driven to a mill where it's chopped and chipped and compressed into wood pellets, which are driven to a port and shipped across the ocean to be burned for electricity in European power plants, does it warm the planet? Well, most scientists and environmentalists say yes. But biomass power is a fast-growing $50 billion global industry, and it's not clear whether the climate-conscious administration of President Biden will try to accelerate it, discourage it, or ignore it. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.